The Major League Baseball trade deadline came and went yesterday afternoon, and a ton of activity, especially in the American League West. Talked a lot about what the Mariners did in the last week, and of course the Rangers add arms, the Astros add a bat. And joining us now on the Ticket Hotline to talk about two of his former teams being active at the trade deadline, and to talk baseball in general, it's the Hall of Famer, Nolan Ryan. Good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm doing pretty well. I'm dancing on air here. I'm having a great day.
Oh, how's that? Good.
Did y'all know that they have restaurants that sell pre-killed food?
Yes.
Well, I had no idea about that, and you know, I've been living like Tarzan for so long, I didn't realize you could actually buy food somebody else has done killed and cooked.
Yeah.
And so I've been doing that lately, and now I hate that you can't seem to get rattlesnake tacos or wildebeest omelets anywhere. They still need to catch up with that. But
right.
But, yeah, I've been eating indoors. That's a big change for me. I don't like to talk about my personal life, but we had a crisis in our marriage, and where Ruth suddenly decided that everything she was attracted to me in the first place for were things that she hated about me and that.
Oh, no.
Yeah, she is tired of me, you know, the long months of me out hunting in the forest, you know. Me coming out all emaciated with a reindeer slung across my back and a beard that ran down to my balls. And started making noise about leaving me and joining some of those dating phone applications.
Oh, gosh.
like Bumblebee and Tinderwood and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So I changed my style, and I turned into a metrosexual.
You?
Nolan,
yeah,
Ryan?
They used to call it a metrosexual. Now, I guess it's more like a looks-maxing alpha male, but that's what I'm doing now. So I traded in the loincloth, and I'm wearing these tight-fitting suits with the expensive watches and
wow,
gosh,
you know, skinny jeans and mesh shirts and stuff like that. I look a lot more like a litigious David Geffen boy toy than a geriatric 78-year-old no-hitter throwing lubies customer. But
well, I can't imagine that.
But it's great. You know, I love it. I traded in my tractor for a host of skincare products and a David Beckham lookbook. But I know that y'all are going to ask me about baseball. And particularly some of the organizations that I've played for and been involved with.
Right.
Like the Rangers.
Yeah.
And I really had hope. I know that the Rangers made some interesting moves here, and now they're not controlled by that punk-ass John Daniels. It's such a thorn in my side.
You need to let that go.
They might actually make some interesting moves, but, I'm not impressed with these trades that Rangers made.
You're not?
Really?
Wow. No, Merle Kelly's put up good numbers and that, but... But, I mean, I doubt he can throw 160 pitches and throw a complete game on back-to-back days like I did.
True.
I was metrosexual. So I'm not – they need to get a few more of me in there and that, and I think that they'll do a lot better.
Yeah, there's just nobody like you anymore.
Well, that's the problem is that they don't develop people like me.
Right.
You know, I was hardened by the earth and then softened by a dissatisfied wife.
Oh, my gosh.
My life story. Now the Astro, that's a different story. Carlos Correa.
Yeah.
And that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's a good hitter, but he's getting a little old.
He's in his
30s
now.
Old, and, but, you know, maybe he can still help the Astros cheat to a World Series, you know. That'd be good.
I wouldn't put it past him.
But I think overall, I think the Astros made better moves.
Okay.
Than the Rangers.
Yeah, they're in first place.
And so. I hate to say that because I do like Bruce Bochy.
You do?
I do, you know, and I like, he and I have gotten together and kind of compared notes and everything. He's got them MacBook wearing glasses he wears, you know, kind of hip looking. So I'm thinking about going with that, the black rim glasses look.
All right.
You like that?
Yeah, to complete your metrosexual look?
To complete the metrosexual remake of Nolan Ryan.
We need a picture of this.
Well, I'm sure AI is going to give you one on Twitter here before
that.
Yeah, they probably will. But guess who I was victimized by recently?
Who?
Snow monkeys.
Oh my God.
They're at it again?
Snow monkeys. Well, this one's a little bit, it's very sensitive.
Okay.
But one of them snow monkeys, the leader of their group, got into Ruth's Door of Fun and stole her adult toys that keep her in marital satisfaction. And let's just say that snow monkey was paid off by one no-hitter throwing geriatric Luby's customer. Because she's paying a little bit more attention to that drawer than she was what's under this man's loincloth.
Okay.
So we got that handled.
Jeez.
It was an inside job. I wouldn't tell her that. But old Nolan, you look for him. I'm going to be coming up there doing a fashion show, and I'd like to promote on y'all's show.
Okay.
Okay.
You're going to see a whole new Nolan Ryan, and I'm working on refining my voice. Can't you tell? This is a lot different than it was before, with a lot more articulation.
Yeah, okay. It's
similar, yeah.
Well, y'all have a good weekend, and we're going to get on out there, and I'm going to be doing a show up in Fair Park with some electronic dance music. I'm going to be DJing the set.
Okay. I just can't believe all this. But
all
okay.
Right,
all right, we'll see you, Nolan. There goes Nolan Ryan.